What about the place where the hay is stored in the barn?
It's the loft.
Uh-huh. And a shelter just for cows?
It is a cattle barn or a cattle shed.
Okay. And the
wait. I may think of that and come back to it.
Oh, okay, good. I'll put it down. And what about the place where the cows are milked?
Now, that's what I was thinking of.
Uh-huh.
They are the cow stalls. And I know there's another word, but I can't think of it.
Yeah, that's okay. And what about the shelter for pigs?
It's a pig pen.
Okay, or what? She didn't call them pigs.
Hog pen.
Yeah. And the place where that processes milk is a...
The dairy.
Okay. Did that ever have any other meaning?
The word dairy?
Besides the place that processed milk.
Only in that I had known of older houses which had a separate room for that purpose.
Uh-huh.
If the house, I'll have to use a legal term, curtilage, had such a room, it was called the dairy.
Well, what about the place where maybe around the barn, close to the barn, where the cows or sheep or goats might graze?
Now, is that fenced in? It's part of the...
Well, that's
the barn lot?
Okay. Is that fenced?
The barn lot is fenced.
Okay.
The creature can go into the barn and out into the barn lot.
Well, that's what I meant to mean.
Or simply the lot.
Okay. What about a small field? The word for a small.
It's a patch.
Okay. And do you have any other names for different sizes of fields?
No. I know fields and patches, but I can't think of another. Of course, the different fields on the plantation have names.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that's another thing that interested me. You mean what kind of names?
Well, they are named according to something they're connected with, or to somebody who had a cabin there or something. Oh, there's another word, too. A small, and usually the name attaches when the place is newly formed as a field, is a cut.
Oh, uh-huh.
For example, the fields on the place where I was brought up were the red field, from the color of some of the soil, snake field, you can imagine why.
Yeah.
The swamp, and there's a swamp new ground. A new ground is new, but of course a name may cling long after it isn't. And there was the Hampton Cut, because an old personage with the name of Hampton had a cabin there. There was the Arrowhead Cut, which had been the site of an Indian village, I gather. And various names of that kind.
Yeah.
The holiday field.
And a cut was what? Is it small?
A cut is usually smaller than a field, and probably it is so called from having been cleared from forest.
Uh-huh.
When the name was put to it. But the name may have stayed for generations or so after.